Hello, wiser ones. As we head into the holidays, I thought I would make some time to reflect on the season, the podcast season so far, and also send you and your people some wishes and love as you head into the Thanksgiving weekend. I have learned so much on the podcast this season, starting with Amanda Knox, who gave language to the words ethical storytelling. And I know that now I think differently. I try to do my best in thinking differently. Like when I'm consuming or reading stories in the news about other people, and certainly in day-to-day life and when people are talking about other people. And I'm so grateful to her for framing the conversation around ethical storytelling. And yeah, so as I gather around tables and I'm at parties in these next 6 weeks, I am going to try my best to be an ethical storyteller and an ethical consumer of other people's stories. The other interview, these past two interviews with Tom and Ken, who almost lost their lives at the hands of their son, Matthew, they have just, in so many ways, I feel like I've made two new friends, and I'm just, the response from them based on people listening to the podcast and listening to their story has been a gift within itself, mostly because it appears it's been a gift to them and freeing to share their story with intention. But they just have reminded me that there is always joy and lightness and levity to be found even in the darkest of times. So, you know, I'm grateful that they brought that to the podcast with such heavy and weighty stories. And yet again, you know, good advice and nuggets to take in to the season ahead. So my hope for everyone listening, that's you, is first of all, I hope you take care of yourself because the holidays are complex and layered and some people love them and some people don't. And often I think it means going home and which can be incredible and exciting. And sometimes it's going back to old stories or relationships and patterns that are hard to be with. So I think just thinking in the best ways you can take care of yourself, even if it's just in the smallest, most simple, cheesy ways, like getting fresh air or taking a walk or committing to a good night's sleep, you know, the night before you travel. I think all of those small things will add up. So I hope you take care of yourself. I hope you have grace with yourself. And I hope that you soak in and soak up time with friends and family, if that is, you know, how you choose to spend this weekend, that you're really present for the moment. I know I personally feel very distracted in life most of the time, and that really robs me of presence. So I hope that everybody, you know, however you choose or get or end up spending this weekend, that it's a weekend of presence. And, you know, my hope is that it's with people you care about. And for those of you who may be spending the holidays alone, I hope the same for you. I hope that you take good care of yourself. You figure out the things that nourish you and also the things that light you up and build that into your day and how you spend your time. And I also hope that you are present with, you know, the time and space you create on this holiday weekend. And if being by yourself, for some people that feels lonely, for some people it doesn't. But if you are feeling alone, I hope you know that you are loved in this world, even if you happen to be alone on the holidays, and that you find comfort perhaps in other people's stories and movies and books and podcasts. I know sometimes when I feel alone, I find comfort and connection in those places. So I hope that some of my words or advice is helpful to you. After the holiday weekend, we will be back in December with two new episodes. One that really just I can't stop thinking about, and I know you'll feel the way after you meet the guest and hear their story. So we will be back in December sharing more stories of inspiration. And in the meantime, take care of yourself and one another, and happy Thanksgiving.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.